B-Pod Studios.
WNKS, Charlotte, a Beasley Media Group station, home of the Mani, Roy, and Loren Morning Show. Kiss 95.1, the number one Kiss Music Station.
You guys are great. I just started listening to you guys last year. And believe it or not, I still don't know what y'all look like.
Don't look.
We might disappoint you.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Mani, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
Good morning.
Morning.
Can somebody tell us what today is, please?
Friday.
You got that right. It is a Friday show with the Mani, Roy, and Loren show. Allow myself to introduce myself. Oh, man. Hey, your day in 30 seconds. Who wants to go first and tell us what they did yesterday? Raise your hands, kids.
I'll go.
Hi, Roy. Go ahead, buddy.
Hi. Oh, my gosh. It was awful.
Uh-oh. What was?
The power was out for hours.
You were part of the blackout in uptown?
Yes, and I was freaking out.
How long was your power out for?
5 hours.
Oh, really?
It was a long...
Starting at what time?
Like, maybe 2? And then it didn't come back on. 2, 3, 4, 5. Yeah, maybe 7, 6.
Well, you were in the dark because it gets dark early now.
Yes. It was not fun. And to the point that I was like, do I need to book a hotel? Is it going to get so cold I'm going to die?
Oh, right. Okay.
No, good thinking.
I didn't know.
Loren, go with it. Hotels have generators.
Yeah, Roy, that happens when it's like 9 degrees outside,
well,
not
I didn't
60.
Know. I didn't know how good the insulation is.
God, that would have been hilarious if Roy went to the Lowe's here in South End. He got a generator, water.
Just prepared, filling up my bathtub with water. Oh, yeah, that's awful. I'm like, and I'm sitting there watching TV on my iPad, watching the battery go down and going, what happens when the battery goes away?
You go into the car.
What do I do?
Charge it in the car.
I guess, yeah.
So I guess like a lot of uptown and South End, the power was out. Do they know why?
I think something fell or hit the line.
Okay.
And then at one point...
According to Roy, frozen lines.
It got so cold that the lines froze.
You know, Duke Energy gives you status updates. And then at 5:30, when they were already on scene... It said requesting more crews, and I was like, oh, boy.
Here we go.
There's a big one.
I saw it on the news.
Equipment malfunction.
Around, I guess, 5:30, 6 o'clock, and they said that it should be up soon. And then I guess it took a little bit longer than that.
Roy, you were one of an estimated 7,000 customers.
It was well into at least the 6, almost 7.
Mm. All right. Well, we're glad you're alive and made it in, Roy, because things could have really taken a dramatic turn.
I try to make fire with stick and stones in my apartment so I can keep warm.
So we do a daily rap party podcast. And on a rap party podcast the other day, Roy deleted it because he said that he felt too dramatic about things. And I go, that's you, buddy. You're dramatic. He goes, I am not dramatic.
Oh, I do love the drama. Yesterday, I saw a fire truck near my apartment, and I walked over there to see what was going on.
Oh, my God.
I wanted to be nosy.
How about you, Loren? What'd you do yesterday?
I got into a neighborhood wine tasting and got to meet a bunch of my neighbors, which was fun. But you know when you meet so many people and you can't retain anybody's name?
Yeah. Sure.
Yes.
Like, that was my night last night. And Dallas and I, would walk away and, try to put the pieces together. Well, that guy's name is Scott, but his wife is who? And then was that person, we were a mess last night. And then add, wine on top of it.
Yeah.
I retained 2 people's names, literally.
One of our interns found an article because they remembered how, 2 weeks ago we were talking about how we don't know a lot of people's names in this building.
Mm-hmm.
And we see them. And a lot of people work in the corporate part of the building, which means, we don't deal with them. They work for corporate Beasley nationally. And so they found an article on ways that we can get names from people. So producer Nicole set that up today at 8:35. She's going to march people in, and we're going to read those ways that we can get their names. Like, one of them is to say, hey, somebody's going to walk in, Loren, and you go, hey, we want to follow you on Insta. What's your Insta handle?
Yeah.
That's not going to be awkward.
No, I mean, that's a good way because, if you got a 50-50 shot of them saying, oh, it's John Yeah.
853. Yep. Oh, John's his name. Or Roy, someone walks in and go, hey, we're trying to figure out how to spell your name.
Ben. B-E-N.
It won't be Ben. John.
Yeah, is there an H? Yeah, that's embarrassing. If you ask somebody how to spell their name and they have a basic name, you're like, ooh, you caught me.
So last night, my wife has been in Atlanta all week. And I dropped the kids off at the nannies. You know the drill. I talk about it a lot. So I have the house to myself basically from 7 p.m. to I leave at 4:45, 4:30 a.m. And then last night, Roy, I sent you guys a text of my TV setup. I had my regular TV inside the house, and I brought the TV from my bedroom down and set that up so we could watch the football and baseball game last night. And I invited like 10 guys over to watch the game. Like 5 showed up. My brother, my buddy Dave, Ryan, another dude. But I got a text message from our friend Paige Failing from Fox 46. Paige. Yeah, we love Paige, right?
Yeah, big fan.
So Paige says, hey, enjoy bros night tonight, LOL. And then
How'd she know about bros night?
She put like, -- from Creeper. And I go, did I put something on socials?
And her husband wasn't with you?
No, Jake wasn't there. And I go, what's the connection? So I said, tell me what the connection is. Well, I see the typing bubble, and then the typing bubble goes away, and I don't hear from her for like an hour.
Oh.
And I was like, I need to know what the connection is. How you know I'm having bros night? My circle is small.
Was she at somebody's house in your neighborhood?
Turns out she runs into my brother at the soccer field. And my brother knows who she is from watching her on Fox 46 in the morning and went up to her because he knows that we know Paige.
Yeah.
And he introduced himself. Said, hi, I'm Steve Maney's brother, Rich.
Mm-hmm.
So Paige texted me and said, some dude who called you Steve claimed to be your brother. And she goes on to say, I wouldn't have believed him except he looked exactly like you.
Yeah.
So wow. I thought that was funny. Yeah. So if you see my brother, he looks exactly like me. He's wealthier, he's older, less attractive, not as funny, but I love him anyway.
That sounds about right.
All right. It's Kiss.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
Jennifer Lawrence, her big day is tomorrow. The actress is getting married to her soon-to-be hubby. They'll say, I do, in front of 150 people. Friends and family, of course, at the luxurious Bell Court of Newport in Newport, Rhode Island. So I think this is kind of cool. All these stars, like Bieber just got married in South Carolina. Now J-Law is getting married in Rhode Island. I think it's cool that these guys are like leaving Hollywood to say I do.
I agree.
They are going to have a big extravagant menu, and the details of the menu have been leaked. If you want to see that, you can go to kiss951.com.
I'll take the fish.
There's like a salted cod.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's all me.
Smoked pork belly.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Cod's got a smoked pork belly?
No. Demi Lovato's social media has been hacked, and the singer's Snapchat account was hacked yesterday where nude photos were involved.
I hate that.
And, I just think of this, and it was this hacking group called Discord, and it's not the first time they've hit celebrities. No word yet if Demi has completely regained the account, but her people were moving quickly to get the photos taken down. But I just think, like, in this day and age, like, I guess people are still sending them and have them on their phones.
Yeah.
And it's not that I think anyone would ever hack my phone. Like, I'm nobody. But, like, I don't even trust my husband to have them on his phone because I think, well, my man will lose that phone and somebody will pick that thing up and then somebody else has my pictures. Like, I won't even take them.
Yeah.
I hope no one ever goes through my photos. Not that I have any nudes, but I have, like, weird, embarrassing photos.
Like,
put them in secret calculator.
Well, but it's not even, like, it's like, remember when I had tonsil stones? Never deleted those. Like, pictures of my tonsils are in my phone.
Yeah, that's just like, they're gross, but I wouldn't say they're embarrassing.
If I have a weird bump in a weird location, I'm pretty sure I have photos of that.
Some MRL show listeners caught Roy on his balcony in a house coat singing a really silly song.
I was jamming. I wasn't saying
that would be embarrassing right. for people to see,
right.
Roy.
Exactly.
I'd be more worried about that.
Yeah.
Right. Anything else?
Yeah. Kim Kardashian's makeup artist is giving you the full experience for the low, low price of $400,000. So Mario, her private makeup artist, is doing a master's class, which you can be a part of, and he will do your makeup one-on-one. He will also share the video results with his 7 million Instagram followers and send you home with lots of product. It's including airfare, hotel, car service, meals. And if you can't afford that, then you can catch up with Mario at Neiman Marcus for their luxury package that they do. You know, they do their fantasy gifts for Christmas every year. And you can go there and have it done for $15,000.
Well, that's a nice price. Somebody sent us a DM yesterday and said that they love when we do the Kardashian impression.
I love a Kardashian.
Oh, my God. You can use Mario to do your makeup.
I have Kylie Jenner coming up in the 7:30 dirty because Ariana Grande kind of made fun of her.
Bible.
Bible.
Hey, up next, it's getting tight, you guys. It's our high school football picks time. I've got two losses. Everyone else has one loss. Did you hear what's going to happen to the two people with the worst records? If you haven't heard, we're going to tell you. Hang out, you guys. 6 minutes.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
It's Kiss 95.1 with the Mania Roy and the Red Morning Show. It is time for our high school football pick of the week. Now, why are we doing this? Well, the person with the worst record will be handcuffed to the other person with the worst record for 24 hours at the end of this. So we are rallying the high school students, picking the best teams, and hoping to win. Currently, Manny, what's your score?
I am 6-2.
Everyone else is 7-1.
Roanne screwed me last week, but I ain't mad. I still got love for you.
Well, we have to pick our picks for this week, and Manny, we think maybe you should go first since you have the worst record.
Okay,
at this point.
I totes preach that. Let's see. I believe this week I am going to pick Charlotte Latin. They are 7-0. Who are they? Who are they playing, Roy?
I don't know. Let me see if I can find.
They are playing Charlotte Christian.
Okay, the Latins versus the Christians.
Wait, so how did you pick that? Based on the fact that you didn't know who they were playing.
Well, I know Charlotte Latin's really good.
Okay.
Yeah, and Charlotte Christian is, their record is 4-2.
Okay.
So I like my odds. Charlotte Christian's got a 4-2 record. That's a decent record. But Charlotte Latin is 7-0, and I'm going to go with Charlotte Latin. Let's go Latins. Latinians. What are they? I'm looking. They are the Hawks. Let's go Hawks!
Okay.
All right, Nicole, who are you picking?
Oh, you haven't even looked at it yet? Oh, I'll go, and then you can pick then. So this week, I am going with Northwest Cabarrus versus Central Cabarrus.
Give me the records of what's Northwest Cabarrus.
Northwest is 7-0, and Central, can I see this paper? It's the last piece. I think they're 4-2.
Okay. Yeah, see, I'm telling you.
5-2.
So you have to understand something. A 5-2 team is totally
really good.
Capable of winning based 100%. On their schedule. They might have had a tougher schedule.
Yep.
This is where things get tough, y'all. I'm telling you, somebody's going to finish with like 4 losses this season.
Really?
Oh, I think so.
Hopefully it's Manny.
Probably will be.
Okay, I'm going to be picking. I got a message. I don't know the scores or the rankers or whatever you call those numbers that you guys are shouting. But I'm picking Kings Mountain High over Ashbrook High, and that was from Rob and Peyton recommended us do that.
Okay. Area code 262 just texted in, said, yay, Manny, go Latin. I teach there.
Cool.
Home of the Hawks. Yes, root for me, please.
Well, root for the kids.
Yeah.
Well, root for the kids.
For you.
For
not
me.
All about you. All right, Nicole, you know where you're going?
I'm going for Avery County High School.
Going up to the mountains.
Versus?
They're playing Madison.
Okay.
What's Avery's record? 10-0?
4-3.
Oh, wow. Why are you picking them?
Well, because Madison's 0-7.
All right, everyone. Good luck to all the high school students. Of course, like each week, we wish nothing but the best for these students. We love the fact that they have strong minds and strong, strong wills to go out there and play football each week. Right, Roy? And do it on our behalf so that we don't get handcuffed to each other.
No.
Remember, coaches, as you head into the locker room this weekend, use that as a way to motivate the kids.
Okay.
Manny and Roy and Loren do not want to be handcuffed to each other. Let's go get the W. Congratulations. We'll get an update on Monday morning.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Kiss 95.1. We are the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
So, you know, we all come and go in relationships. And there's, I guess, a good reason not to hate your ex. Although, I couldn't come up with one on my own. But this article, you know, points out that basically you shouldn't be dependent on somebody to make you feel anyway.
Yeah.
Positive or negative. So you shouldn't be hating your ex because it's just not healthy. And I guess when you hang on to like all those feelings, that it's just dredging up new feelings.
Yeah. Yeah. And the fact that it's an ex too, you should be more focused on people in your life now.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. This article goes on to say you shouldn't be dependent on anybody, especially somebody who's not in your life and you're no longer in a relationship with.
Look at that, Roy. Maybe I should write the article.
Maybe you should.
Yeah. Sounds like you know.
I hated not liking my exes. I really did. I wanted to.
I think you have to go through the period of time where you don't love them. You know what I mean? Like, clearly you broke up for a reason.
Yeah, usually my reason was I wasn't ready to get married.
But let's say, like, there's cheating. Isn't it okay to
hate him for a minute?
Hate him?
Yeah, but you should also move on. Like, why should you?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, but I don't think you hating someone means that you haven't moved on. You can still move on, live your day to day, and someone's like, oh, what do you think of this person? Eh, screw them.
Yeah, this article also says the sooner you can, like, go through those feelings and separate them, the better of a direction you'll be in.
And everybody handles it differently.
Yeah.
Loren brings this article up for the reason maybe someone right now is having a crappy Friday because you just broke up with someone and you get in the car and you're like, ugh, I hope that person has a horrible day too. I hope my ex is just miserable today too because I'm miserable. And it's like the article says that's not healthy for you.
Right.
Just try your best to move on and don't even think about them.
Listen, if you just broke up with somebody, here's what we're going to do. We're going to go to Harris Teeter. We're going to get some ice cream. We're going to take Friday night, just tonight, to wallow in our pain. We're going to watch rom-coms. And then tomorrow morning, we're going to get up. We're going to call our girlfriends. And we're going to go out Saturday night and run through the town.
Yeah. Line up the boys.
I wonder if we can find someone who was cheated on. Like, Roy just brought up the scenario, and I don't know if you can... See, because I would think that you, if someone cheated on you, you would have to harbor some sort of ill will because you didn't do anything wrong there.
And they betrayed your trust.
Right.
Can we find someone who was cheated on and they're not mad at that person? Right? Our phones aren't. That's impossible.
It's impossible for me.
704-570-9595. That's the studio lines.
Because I'm pretty forgiving. And I don't know if I could... I guess I would just push that person out of my life entirely. You know what I would do? It's unhealthy. I would do what Loren said, though. I'd immediately start running around town.
Yeah.
Just to make myself feel better. And that's not the way you should do things.
No, especially, and then it makes it worse if you aren't hitting, if you aren't getting any, you know?
Yeah.
If you're striking out all the time, you're like, oh, great. Let's add on to the pain.
Better for your self-esteem.
Yeah.
Here's a text message that says, my current boyfriend hangs out with my old group of friends, which includes my ex. Their current boyfriend hangs out with the group that includes her ex.
Oh, that's not okay.
I had to make both of them dinner before. My current boyfriend and I have been together for 5 years. It's taken a while for them to even be in the same room. Now they're besties.
Oh, does that would annoy me?
Me too.
You think?
Yeah, I mean, they're clearly okay with it, but I would hate it. This is Bridget. Bridget, welcome to the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
Good morning. Yes, my ex cheated on me. We were together 7 years and had a child together, but I really don't hold it against him because we're in a better relationship and my life is so much better without him, so I just don't even care.
So you feel like it happened for a reason, you're in a better place, but when it first happened, did you still feel like that?
No, I was a little scorned.
Yeah, it takes a minute. How long did it take you to get over it?
Probably about a year.
Yeah, I mean, that still seems like a really long time.
Yeah.
You know? Did you hear the article, Bridget?
No.
Yeah, like Loren said, you should not hate on an ex because you shouldn't be wasting your time and your energy on someone who's no longer in your life.
I agree. It's not worth it.
Yeah.
It's taken away from you.
Mm-hmm. Okay, all right. Thanks, Bridget. Let's get a guy's perspective real quick.
Okay, Timothy in North Carolina, go ahead.
Hey, so this is kind of like a different situation, but it's with my husband's ex.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, long story short, they used to...
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
We both over-the-road truck drivers and as a team driver, so they butted heads like a lot, and finally when they broke up, John, his ex, was like, no, you can't break up with me, so there would be a problem for me right off the bat. So eventually he met me and I moved in, and everything kind of went like south there, but he showed up to our wedding.
Ooh,
like
uninvited.
Yeah, like straight up, like we had already gotten married at a courthouse, and this is kind of just like our party.
Yeah.
And so he straight up busts through this door with every intention to like ruin our wedding.
Really?
And of course, me being me, I'm super hot-headed. He throws a bunch of like nearest alcohol at me, and Steven, God help him, because I could never do what he did, pulls Jonathan to the side after all the stuff that he did to us over the past, like, 3 years. And is like, hey, you know, this is ridiculous. We're both 30-ish at the time. And he straight up, like, just completely forgave everything that he did.
What?
Like,
even
I
after
don't know how you could do that.
That is a Lifetime movie, Roy.
Yeah, after showing up to
Timothy.
The wedding, throwing alcohol, making the biggest scene on your big day, you forgive that?
Hey, come here for a minute. Let me talk to you. Stop, stop, stop. Don't act up. Stop, come here. And that's annoying, too,
yeah.
When you're mad and someone talks to you that
yeah.
way. Come on, you
like,
look
shut
silly.
Shut up.
Let's put this blanket over you so people don't see your face. Hey,
you're
a text message.
Yourself.
Yeah, a text message from 828 said, I've been cheated on a couple times, and I'm not mad at them. Because it means if you were cheated on, then that's not the right person for you anyway. I think that's such a healthy way to look at it.
Yeah.
You know, but it's hard to be healthy all the time. That's true.
Coming up next with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Show.
That's right.
You have therapy today, bud?
You know, just everything's unhealthy is good.
You're right.
Cheeseburgers.
Yep.
All right, listen. We have an intern. We call him Clever Trevor. So he was standing in line, and someone was hitting on him and asked him to do something that is shocking, that I don't think anyone's ever been asked to do, especially for like a first date. We got to talk to Trevor. It's all coming up in 5 minutes. Don't go anywhere on KISS.
WNKS Charlotte. Thanks for starting your day with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show. This is Beasley Media Group's KISS 95.1.
So we have an intern. We call him Clever Trevor.
Hello.
Hey, bud. So, remember, we talked to Trevor earlier this week, Roy. People might remember as being the protective big brother. Just yes. Keeping an eye on his younger sister who's dating someone.
So what happened to you when you were in line at Bojangles?
Okay, so live across the street from campus. I decided to go on campus to get some food at Bojangles.
49er in the house.
49er, yes, sir. So I'm in line at Bojangles, and I have my headphones on, and somebody taps me on the back of my shoulder. I'm just like, who's this? And the girl says, hey, how you doing? Nice shirt. I'm like, cool. I was like, hey, how you doing? Yeah, we, you know, just common stuff, just talking.
And she is it like flirting?
It's coming off as flirting,
okay.
Like her tone. All yeah. of that, it just sounds like flirting.
And never seen this woman before. You've never met this woman
before.
I've
never seen this female before, ever in my life. Just met her in the line.
Okay.
So, we're talking, and then she goes, it's like, you know, me and my roommates were going up to, what's that mountain?
Crowder?
Yeah, Crowder Mountain. We're going, doing like a little camping trip. But he's like, you should come. And I'm just like, No, I don't think so. Just because, you know, I kind of just met you like 3 minutes ago. Yeah. 3 minutes ago, I'm not even sure if I remember your first name. I don't think I want to sleep next to you or anybody you know.
Yeah, because on the ground, too.
Right, right. So it was like, I was in a, she jammed me up with that. She really did. She jammed me up.
It's like as if Trevor's shirt was read like, camper for life.
Yeah. Right. Like, professional camper.
Yeah, like what was the trigger in her head? She didn't see you jump off a Range Rover filled with camping gear and a kayak.
Yeah, I mean, were you wearing like a Boy Scout outfit or something?
Like fishing waders?
Hey, maybe they were like, it's a bunch of girls. We need a guy to protect us. And you look strong and strapping.
Oh, no, you know what? I'm not. They got the wrong one because, you know.
I'm out. Something happens. I'm gone.
I'm not going to trip and fall.
You know what, Lauren? That's not a bad thought there. Like, if a bunch of women are going up to Crowder's Mountain to go camping, you want to bring a guy, that's fine. But I think when they... What was her name? Do you remember?
He doesn't even know.
Okay. When they asked Jenny to find that guy... Okay, they probably meant, like, hey, a friend of yours.
Not the random guy at Bojangles.
Oh, Jenny, who's your friend? What's your name again? This is Travis, everyone.
Travis.
Okay.
Oh, it's Trevor. Oh, my gosh. You know, that begs for us to ask the question, like, did you ever get hit on in a weird location and get asked to go away for the weekend with that person who you just met? 704-570-9595. Because I know we've talked about getting hit on in weird spots.
And this is weird. This is, buddy, this is weird.
Yeah,
but
it is weird.
Not only the fact that she didn't say Roy and Loren, like hey, you want to come to a party tonight? Right. Or you mind if I sit and we eat Bojangles together? She said, come camping for the weekend.
Sounds like you want to take me out. Like, not take me out on a date. Like, take me out, like, from this earth.
Creepy?
Yeah, I thought it was creepy because
I've seen Get Out. I know that. You
know, they got a little tea pots and whatnot and spoons, and next thing you know, I never come back to the radio station. You don't know why?
I get it. That's why.
You'd be mad too. We like Clever Trevor's work. 704-570-9595. You just met someone and then they proposed that you go away somewhere. Because let's be honest, what if this woman proposed, like, hey, you want to go to Fiji with me? You still say no?
Well, that's different,
right?
That's
different. How is that different? That sounds more suspicious to me than camping.
Wait a minute. What is Fiji?
I'll show you a picture.
It's pretty far away, but it's beautiful.
Yeah. Speaking of beautiful, we're going to play beautiful. Then we'll come back. We'll explain. We'll discuss this more because it does matter, maybe, if you're going somewhere beautiful. But we want your calls if someone asked you to go away with them and you just met that person. Give us a shout right now.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
That's Bozzy, Camila Cabello, beautiful. It's Kiss 95.1. We are the Mania Roy and the Ren Morning Show. Something that I would call shocking has happened to our intern Trevor. While standing in line at Bojangles, a girl behind him taps him on his shoulder, talking to him, flirting with him, and then invites him, never met him before, and then invites him to go camping with her and her friends that weekend. And that's so strange to me.
It definitely is strange, and I didn't, when after the conversation ended, I didn't know what to think. Just the fact that I knew that I was not going to go on that camping trip.
I was not going up in the woods with her.
Right.
Area code 704 asked if there was any attraction.
Oh, no, she wasn't ugly. Now, I'm not going to sit up here and say that she was ugly. She was cute, but it's just like...
Something was out of place.
Like, I just met you. Why do you want me, out of all people, to go camping with you and your roommates?
Did you guys exchange numbers?
No. I didn't have any interest in talking to this female again. Like, because she was cute, but she, like, creeped me out. Like, she
crazy. Scared you.
Yeah, she scared me. I was like, why do you want me to go camping? It's like, it doesn't make sense.
Okay, before we got into Bozzy, we asked you a hypothetical question and said, what if she asked you to go to Fiji? This beautiful tropical island. You know, she asked you to go camping, and all of a sudden, everybody in the room was kind of like, maybe now you do go.
Oh, I would go. I would for sure know I'm going to get murdered when I go, but at least it'd be beautiful.
We got a text message from someone who said, I went on a date with a guy, and he starts looking up tickets to add me to his week-long Switzerland trip. No thank you. Hashtag stranger danger.
Aha. Mm-hmm. Good on you.
Let's talk with Christy in York. Welcome to the Manny Roy in the Room Morning Show.
Hey, I wanted to talk about how I met my boyfriend. I actually met him at a gas station, and a week later we went to the beach because I asked them to come with me. And we've been together for a year now, and we have a baby.
And that didn't creep you that he wanted to take you to the beach?
She asked him.
No, I asked him. Oh, yeah.
What's wrong with you?
That didn't creep you that he said yes?
Yeah, why are you creepy?
See, it's a
what's wrong with you? Why are you asking people to the beach so fast?
Seriously, what do you think this woman was thinking? What do you think this woman who asked Trevor to go on the weekend camping trip was thinking? Same thing as you?
Maybe he thought he was really cute and wanted to get to know him better. He always pumps my gas, so I just said, what the heck? So now we've been together for a little over a year, and we have a baby and a house and a dog.
See, oh, Trevor, great. They have a baby together. They've been together for a year. Went to the beach in the first time.
Trevor just fainted in the studio. He's not ready for all that.
Because if you want to get to know somebody, we have a cafeteria on campus. So we can sit down and eat Bojangles.
Take me up in the middle of the world.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. KS95.1.
So this week, Kylie Jenner, she posted something and it went viral. It was basically a tour of her office for Kylie Cosmetics, and she's got a whole nursery in there for her daughter Stormy. So when she went in to go wake her up, she sang to her Rise and Shine. Well, Ariana Grande had a little fun with that this week, and she also sang Rise and Shine and posted it on her social media. Now, the first clip you hear is going to be Kylie, and then Ariana is going to be the second one.
Rise and Shine.
Okay. That was Kylie?
Yeah.
It's not bad.
Yeah.
Rise and Shine.
So people at first thought that maybe there was a little hate there, but I think Ariana was just having a good time with it because she tweeted at Kylie Jenner and said, can I sample it? Which, of course, Kylie replied, yo, yes, you can.
Did you see Courtney dressed up as Ariana? I look on her Insta.
Okay.
She looks just like Ariana.
I saw the Jean picture, but I don't think I saw that one.
She's at the piano, I think, if I remember right.
Cool. G-Eazy, he's got new music out, but he is slamming his ex Halsey in the new song. The song's called I Wanna Rock, and here's the lyrics that you want to listen for. Not a one-hit wonder. It's This Is Why I'm Hot. No Limit. All I've Got Is Me, Myself, and I. When I said it was her and I, that was a lie.
Not a one-hit wonder, this is why I'm hot. No limit, all I got is me, myself, and I. When I said it's her and I, that it was a lie. I wanna rock, I wanna rock. I wanna rock, I wanna rock.
That's good.
Yeah, a little slam and Halsey there.
Okay. They say relationships bring good writing.
That's true.
That's true.
Louis Capaldi says that he has got a collaboration that he just finished with Niall Horan, and he told the UK press that, but he jokes, I don't know if the song will come out. He said, it's good. I hope it'll come out because I could really use the money. And Post Malone, he spent some time at an adult club, an adult dancing club in New York after he sold out Madison Square Garden this week. And there was a little game of strip beer pong that was played with the girls. The girl said that he had $50,000 that he was basically throwing in the air.
Whoa.
50 grand. They also said that he was the nicest celebrity who ever has come through there. And Mike Posner should finish his walk across America today.
After he got bit by a rattlesnake.
Yeah, and he had like 200 miles yesterday. So, I mean, we're closing the gap, people. We shall keep you posted. That is your Dirty for now.
Let's play Can't Beat the Wren, 704-570-9595. 6 wins. Call now. Take her down.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
You know, Neiman Marcus, that fancy rich folk store, they released out their gift catalog. It's unbelievable. Not only could you get an Aston Martin, 007 Aston Martin, designed by James Bond himself for $700,000.
That's a car.
That's a car.
Yeah.
That's not a person. That's a car. You could also fly around the world, going to places like St. Lucia and going to Sweden at an ice hotel.
Yeah.
And Marrakech, which I can't even pronounce. $575,000 to take your private jet, fly around the world. Surprisingly, though, you end in Utah. Which is the strangest place to end up.
That makes sense. For how many people? Doesn't say.
No, it doesn't say.
Yeah. Loren, don't even look at this. We're going to put this up on the website at kiss95.1.com, Loren, as a joke.
Uh-huh. She's like, I'll mortgage my house and have a good time.
All right, what do you got coming up in the dirty?
So something happened to Lady Gaga on stage at her concert in Vegas last night. People are concerned if she's okay. I'll tell you what happened in 2 minutes.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
An express dirty.
All right, Lady Gaga, last night in Vegas, she was performing and she invited a fan up on stage and leaped into his arms. Well, the two of them lost their footing and fell off the stage, y'all. Not fell on stage, fell off the stage. People were so concerned. They were like, we thought she was dead.
We retweeted it at the MRL show on Insta. Go check it out.
Yeah, she did recover and ended up back at her piano and performed the rest of the night, so she was not seriously injured. Jennifer Lawrence is getting married tomorrow to her soon-to-be hubby, and they will say, I do, in front of 150 people in Rhode Island. This is like the new trend. The stars are leaving Hollywood to get married, which I think is kind of cool. And if you want to see the menu for J-Law's wedding, you can go to kiss95.1.com. Meanwhile, Oprah stunned a Charlotte audience. She was at the Women Who Lead luncheon, and they were trying to raise money. Well, they ended up raising $1.1 million, which Oprah then decided that she was going to match, and awesome. The crowd, of course, went wild.
It's great.
Yeah, that is your dirty.
Okay, so we did this thing a couple weeks ago where Roy accidentally forgot that someone who worked at the radio station was fired, and Roy invited this guy to come by the studio, and the guy's like, I can't, dude, I got fired. And Roy, you were like, when?
I didn't know.
And what did he tell you?
It was like 9 months ago.
Okay, so we found a new way to find out people's names in the office if you don't know their names and don't know much about it. We're going to put this to the test coming up in 7 minutes.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
95.1, we are the Manny Roy and the Ren Morning Show. You know, I was out and I saw an employee that I thought still worked here. And I said, hey, I haven't seen you around the office. Why don't you swing on by? We'll catch up. Y'all, he hasn't worked here in like 9 months.
Did you know his name at least?
Yeah, I know his name, but the thing is, I started thinking about all the other people that work in this building. We have a bunch of corporate people. There's a lot of people I don't know, and I'm sure your office is the same way.
We ride the elevator with people who we should know, and we just don't. And Nicole is so good because Nicole seems to mingle around the building and knows a lot of people. So what's going on, Nicole?
Yeah, so we have three people. We have three people in three different departments that you guys... Not at 100% fault to yourselves, but...
You just don't work with them.
Right. You don't. They're not people you would interact with on a day-to-day basis.
They're doing stuff for the radio station to make... Other different parts of the radio station to make it better, and we don't see them in the morning. Now, we did find a list of ways to figure out their names. Number one, ask them for their Instagram handle.
That's good.
Maybe they'll give like a clue on what their name is there. How do you spell your name is a good... thing to ask them.
But that could totally backfire.
Is Ron outside?
And then the other cool thing is to ask, to introduce them to someone that they've never met before, which is going to be great for us because in the studio we have intern Trevor and nobody knows you.
Okay.
So
for each one of the three people that, what's the third one?
That.
Okay. Introducing.
Okay, so for each one of the three people that come in, we'll do one. So let's first do, what's your Insta handle?
Okay.
There you go.
They're bringing them in right now.
Hey!
Hi.
What is
Come
up?
On, right here on the microphone.
Good morning.
What's going on, man?
I'm just hanging in there for Friday, learning a lot of stuff.
You pumped up?
Okay. Cool. I am.
Pumped
I am.
Up for the weekend?
I'm very pumped up.
What are you doing this weekend?
We are going to dinner with some friends on Saturday, and then I can't tell you what I'm doing Sunday because my wife doesn't know yet.
Oh.
But
oh.
It has to do with Statesville.
Okay. Well, maybe we can follow it later, like watch Sunday. We'll check your Instagram and see what's going on. What's your Instagram handle?
I don't have an Instagram. Yeah.
Okay.
What about Facebook?
Oh, I have Facebook.
What's your Facebook? Are you going to put something on there?
Yeah, I'll post something on there.
What is your Facebook?
I think it's just my name. I don't know.
Oh, you don't have like the @
no,
thing?
Do you spell your name? Just spell your name for us.
Adam.Turner.
Okay. Cool. Okay. Everybody can go to that Insta. Dot Turner?
I think that's okay. What it's under. Yeah.
Awesome.
Oh, wait. Okay.
Yeah. All right, Adam.
Will you follow us back?
I think I'm already following you guys.
Thanks, Adam. Have fun this weekend in Statesville, buddy.
Awesome.
All right. Thanks, Adam.
Thanks,
dude. We'll see what happens.
All right. Later. Yeah, so everybody in the building is so busy, you never know what's... That was awesome.
Oh, wait, hang on.
Hold on, Nicole. Hold on one second. Hang on. Hold on.
Yeah, that was... That could have gone horribly wrong because he didn't have an Insta.
Spell your name.
Adam. His name is Adam.
Is that with a D or with a T?
Yeah.
A-T-O-M? No.
Wait, so are you going to try that one again?
No. You do one now. What's the next one?
You can introduce someone.
Introduce him to Trevor.
Okay.
All right. I had no idea who that was. I'd never seen that guy before, by the way.
Neither.
All right. Hey, Nicole. Cool. See what's going on around the building.
Welcome to the meeting. Hey. Is this your first time on the air with us?
It is.
That's a problem. We need to make that more of a thing.
I know. Hey, have you met our intern Trevor yet?
No, nice to meet you.
It's Trevor. What is it exactly that you do here?
I'm a sales coordinator.
Yeah.
So I do everything.
Yeah.
So anything that the salespeople need...
So
I can help them.
If Trevor needs help with anything, how does he reach to you? How does he get to you?
Yeah.
Right. Come to my desk or email me, call me, whatever you need.
What's your email?
That's a good question.
Just your name?
Yeah. First name dot last name.
Okay. The company is... Yeah.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Yeah, okay.
All right. All right, so you know that, Trevor, right?
I guess
we need something.
Now you can find
it. All right, well, listen, it's great to have you on the show with us.
Yeah, yes, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
Thanks.
Have a good weekend.
Thank you.
Thanks for doing all you do with the sales staff, seriously. If anybody wants to advertise with Beasley, reach out to us. We'll put you in touch with the right people.
Yes. We'll forward that along.
All right.
Thanks,
we'll see you later.
Thank you.
Bye. Producer Nicole, we're just checking out, seeing what's going on around the building, checking in with people. And,
That failed
miserably.
That didn't go well.
Failed miserably.
Who is she?
And we still don't know her name.
And by the way, I just jammed up the printer yesterday, and I'm pretty sure they called over a sales assistant to help me.
I think that's Amanda.
You think that's Amanda?
Hey, Nicole. Come in here real quick by yourself,
just
Nicole.
Just here.
Was that Amanda?
Yeah. Because we tried to introduce her to Trevor, and she didn't say her name back.
Okay.
And then...
What's the last technique we're going to try? If you're just joining us, we're talking to people in the building whose names we should know. We just don't because we don't see them enough. What's the last technique?
Well, we've done them all.
Really? We've only done
Only three.
We did two together. So I think we should specifically ask somebody to spell their name.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Spell their name. Okay.
Manny, you're on this one.
Oh, good. Hey.
Hi.
Ooh.
Hi.
Is that some new ink you got on your arm?
It is.
Cool. Pony up right to that microphone. Yeah.
How you doing?
Good, how are you guys?
We're good.
You know, I've worked many events with you. How would you describe your job? Like, what's your job title?
Promotions? Yeah.
Just promotions? Okay. Yeah, so we've done, like, she'll set up tents and help orchestrate events.
Full-time? Part-time?
Part-time.
Part-time. Are you working with me tomorrow morning at the American Cancer Society Making Strides event?
Don't think I am.
Okay.
Are you working with me tonight at Joe Moss? No.
I'm off tonight.
For people who, because you're always out and about, like doing things, can people follow you on socials?
Yes.
Yeah. What's your social?
My Instagram is NikkiSampson21.
Is it Nikki KKI?
Yes.
Oh, cool.
Oh, great.
Okay. NikkiSampson21, you guys. You can follow our promotions assistant as she's out and about.
Well, Nikki, we do appreciate everything you do, and we just kind of wanted to get to... We found ways to get to know the staff better, and we just wanted to chat with you. But thank you so much for joining us, Nikki.
She's got a Panic at the Disco shirt on. Are you going to get more ink?
Always, yeah.
Like
cool.
Nicole?
Full sleeve?
Most likely, yeah.
Okay.
That's awesome.
Awesome. All right. Thanks, Nikki. We'll see you out and about all over town. There she is. Nikki.
Right.
Boy, see, everybody does something in this building.
Yeah.
A lot of big job titles that I wouldn't know how to describe. I know what they do, but I don't know the actual.
Oh, that one works.
Great.
Boy, you two would be lost without Daddy over here.
And by the way, I've worked with her many times. I've done events with her at least like 5-6 times.
The first cat I've never seen before.
Yeah, no.
We got to find out from Nicole how long that first guy has worked here. Oh, my God. All right. Hey, we're going to have that video up so you can see it all play out, too, at the MRL Show. Follow us on our Insta.
The MRL Morning Show.
on demand.
It's Kiss 95.1 with the Manny Roy and the Ren Morning Show, and as usual, we're idiots. We are idiots.
Well,
so, we brought in some people here at the radio station that we don't really know their names because we don't work with them on a day-to-day basis, and I'm sure at your office you experience the same thing. Like, do you really know your IT guy that's down the hall?
Yeah.
That you call? Well,
that was rhetorical.
For you. It was rhetorical. I'm talking to the people listening. And so we found a way to, a list of ways to get people's names without them really knowing it. One of them being asked for the Instagram handle, how they spell their name, introduce them to someone else. Mm-hmm. So we brought in another employee and we asked her to tell us her Instagram handle, and that's how we found her name.
Well, we thought we found out her name anyway.
We thought we found out her name.
My Instagram is NikkiSampson21.
Well, Nikki, we do appreciate everything you do, and we just kind of wanted to get to... We found ways to get to know the staff better, and we just wanted to chat with you. But thank you so much for joining us, Nikki. I said Nikki like 7 times in a row.
We all did, and now, come to find out, producer Nicole comes in here and says that's not her real name.
It's not. Her first name is Kristen.
Then who's Nikki?
Nicole is her middle name. So she does prefer to go by her middle name, or she does like her middle name more than her first name, but her first name and what she goes by in the office is Kristen.
Oh. Okay. Oh, okay. So my question was, we've all worked with her before. Were we introduced to her originally as Nikki or Kristen?
Kristen.
So, this is a disaster.
It is.
That's the one person that we work closest with.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, it's usually one-on-one with her.
I've worked with her like 5 times now.
I'm so embarrassed.
When she walked out, what'd she say? What's wrong with them?
I mean, probably. The funny thing is that I think about 6 months ago or a year ago, listeners used to think I was mean for calling you guys idiots.
Uh-huh.
And I think now, like, they're starting to laugh at it because they agree.
You know, Nicole, we do a lot of segments on the show because we feel like people can relate to what goes on in our lives in the office, but apparently you're saying that we're the idiots and everybody
jokes on us.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, thanks for doing that.
Well, now you know him.
Let's never do this bit again. Yeah, I do. Now I'm never going to forget Adam,
Amanda,
and Nikki.
You almost forgot Amanda.
Kristen.
Well, yeah, what do we call her? Nikki or Kristen?
I don't know. Nikki now. I'm calling her Nikki.
Yeah, call her Nikki.
Okay.
She did say she likes that.
Okay. All right. Thank you, guys. Hey, up next, I want to talk more about the Lady Gaga fall. A witness actually reported what happened after she fell off the stage, a cool move that she did. We'll get into it after 9.
WNKS Charlotte. Check it out. Thanks for starting your day with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
I love you guys.
This is Beasley Media Group's Kiss 95.1.
You know, something crazy happened to Lady Gaga while she was performing last night on stage in Vegas, and she fell off the stage with an audience member. She had brought him up. They had fallen off together, and, I mean, people thought that she died. Like, that's how bad this fall was.
Wow. I know. You should see it. We just retweeted it at the MRL show on Twitter.
Yes. Well, there was an eyewitness who put out there that he was there. And he said, we legitimately thought she was dead. Then she came back up on stage, brought the guy back up with her, asked the internet to be nice to him, and then played the next song with him like nothing ever happened. And the poor guy was crying most of the time until she cheered him up.
Oh, my gosh. Look at this view, Roy. Look.
It's pretty bad. She's like in his arms and he just loses his footing and like goes off the front of the stage. But it's a high stage.
Yeah, it looks like his knee gives out and they're having fun. Oh, can you imagine you're dropping Lady Gaga?
That guy was probably like, the little monsters are going to murder me right here. Like, I'm going to be sacrificed to the Lady Gaga god.
Holy cow. And her producers, her manager.
Oh, could you imagine like the behind the scenes? Like, Lady Gaga's down. Lady Gaga is off stage.
Oh my God. That's like what happened when I went to the Phil Collins concert here. TMZ picked up on it. He fell out of a seat.
Mm-hmm.
And because his foot's messed up and his back is messed up, he was basically incapacitated.
Until help came.
Help had to come get him.
So he just laid there until somebody got him?
Yeah, and it was it was like a good 10 seconds, and that's what I was saying, like Phil's down, for God's sakes, get Phil.
Yeah. But Lady Gaga, she got back up on stage and performed still.
I want to see, because it's not in the video, but do like her managers and the security throw him off?
Wait, well, he didn't do it on purpose.
No, but yeah. I'm wondering, though, because, to be honest, she's the important one to the show.
I am sure they checked on her before they checked on him.
Yeah, right? They got her up. And, yeah.
Stepped on him to get to her.
Oh, yeah. Are you okay, too? Great.
What a kick in the pants that would be. You survive the fall, but then the guard or manager steps on your arm and breaks it while they're trying to get to Gaga. Holy cow. There's a crazy, I don't know if I'll ever be able to find the audio again, but there's a crazy true story about an old radio DJ in New Jersey who was doing a talk show, and it was on like an AM station in New Jersey, and he had a heart attack on the air. Oof. And you can hear somebody run in, and supposedly, according to the producer who was in there, the manager came in, moved the guy out of the way, and played the commercials.
Oh my gosh.
He passed.
The guy passed on the air. Ooh. And he was like,
what?
He was like, so then.
And they just moved him to the side?
And then, yeah, according to the producer, they moved him to the side, and then you just hear, like, play the commercial.
Really?
Like not check on Johnny.
Okay, so I have mixed feelings about that, because, like, they don't know what's, like, really wrong yet, but they can't leave that on air either.
Well, okay,
so they
turn
have to
off
move
the
on.
Mic might be something.
Yeah.
He's like, go to come. That would be Quagmire, our boss. Yeah. I'll have
throw
a heart
him
attack.
Aside.
Yeah, and go to commercial. Let's get the logo changed.
Hey, the show must go name. On.
Get Maney's name off of it. Oh, all right, hey, I want to talk about this. Amanda's down in Atlanta, and she's down there for work, and someone came up to one of her coworkers who's single and brought her a very strange gift. We'll talk about that coming up after Dua Lipa on the Maney, Roy, and Loren show on Kiss 95.1.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
It's Kiss 95.1. We are the Maney, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
Loren, Amanda was at her little showroom in Atlanta working with someone who works out of the Dallas office.
Okay, and she works in fashion.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah, so she's down there at this showroom for the Atlanta show. And a guy who works like three showrooms down comes into her showroom yesterday and brings a bracelet. Now, granted, it's not money because it's a sample from his showroom.
Okay.
He brings a bracelet to one of the single ladies from Dallas who works in Amanda's showroom and says, hey, here's a little gift for you. Now will you go out with me tonight?
Oh.
He was using the gift as bait.
Oh, that's slimy.
So Amanda said that she steps in right away and goes, whoa, where's my bracelet? For one.
Of course.
Being the Amanda she is. And then she goes, we have a work thing tonight, playing Mama Hen.
Yeah.
And we can't go. But my wife was like, how creepy is that he was using the bracelet as bait? And I said, it's a creepy move, but I bet you it's worked for him before.
Oh, of course it has. But you know what? That kind of annoys me because I'm glad Amanda stepped in and said something of like, oh, where's my bracelet? Because you know what really irritates me? When I go to a bar and I'm with like three girlfriends and a guy comes up and says, can I buy you a shot and doesn't offer or a drink and doesn't offer to buy the other two people a drink too. Like, if you are going to come over here, you need to impress her friends too.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
Right?
Ooh, where's my drink?
Don't offer if you can't buy everybody a drink. Be a proper gentleman.
Wrapping my head around that.
Yeah.
Because I'm sure I'm probably guilty of that.
But yeah. Hang on. What if she's with, like, five girls?
It gets expensive.
I think probably the cap is three. But, like, three. If she's with another person, because I've been at the bar with, like, my girlfriend before and somebody's tried to send them a shot or a drink, and I'm like, yeah, where's mine? Because if you really want to impress her friends, too.
Nicole, are you listening or are you busy working?
No, she's working.
But let me ask you this. I can see her definitely buying for everyone and then regretting it after when she gets the bill.
Now, let me also say this. This is in the adult world. This is not when we're in college. This is when we have, like, big boy and big girl jobs and we can take people on dates.
Okay, but what about this? If you send everyone a drink, how do you make the one that you're really trying to crush on know?
You let the bartender know that man down there would like to buy you and your friend a drink.
Oh, gosh, now it's complicated.
You're so well-versed.
Why?
I don't know. You're
I'm
just
really
like,
not. That's not even how people do it anymore, but that's what I would expect if I was in the dating world, which is probably why I would be single. Thank God I married.
Oh, man. Can you imagine what I would pay?
That's nice. Thank you.
I often think. how different the show would be if you or I were single.
Oh, my gosh.
Gosh, the stories from you would be disturbing, Manny.
We'd have no listeners because everybody in town would be like, Manny, you know.
Well, because that's how you would probably pick people up. Hi, I'm Manny from the Roy and the Ren Show.
I'd be on Grindr in a heartbeat, I'll tell you that.
Grindr?
Yeah. Isn't that the dating app?
That's the gay one.
Oh.
Tinder, Bumble.
That's what I meant. Tinder. Yeah, that's...
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.